My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project. The date today is the 1st of September 2009 and the time is 3:26 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Tiffany Oban, I'm 40 and I come from the Rhondda in Wales.
How are you feeling?
Very nervous, scared.
Is there anything in particular that bothering you that you're scared about?
Public performance. I avoid it usually. I do use myself. I'm an artist and I do use myself in my art, but it's always photography. And I dress up, I take photos, try and be other people, enact other people, but never actually me, myself, in front of people doing it. So that's what's scaring me.
But you're dressed up as somebody else.
Yeah, so hopefully nobody will recognise me and it'll be okay.
Would that bother you if they did recognise you?
No, it's fine. I tried not to tell anybody, but I'm not very good at that. So I think I've told loads of people. So.
When did you come down from the Rhondda?
This morning. Yeah, it was pouring with rain. It was misty there. It took us 5 hours on the M4 because the traffic was so bad. And then, got here probably about 5 o'clock.
What we've been doing since then?
We went and picked up my daughter from her dad's and then we met up with my stepmom and two of my sisters and went out for a meal. I'm trying not to think about coming and doing this.
When did you hear that you had a place?
On the 1st of August. Got an email. And my first reaction was, no way, I'm not doing it, I can't. And then I started thinking about it. And I had an idea beforehand, I kept thinking about what I'd do if I got through. And I thought, oh, you'll never get through. It's like the lottery or, a competition. You haven't got a chance. And then I got a place and I had an idea, so I thought, I've got to go and do it.
Did you think of it as a competition?
Well, I thought it was that sort of chance. I didn't think of it as a competition, but I thought, you do the lottery and you sort of dream of winning, but you don't ever expect really to win, and same with competition, so.
Why did you apply to take part?
I can't even remember now. I can't remember hearing about it, but I think I really like Anthony Gormley's work. I've liked quite a few things that he's done. I really like the way he gets involved with the public. I can't remember the name of the Wicker Man that he did, and also Field. So I liked that, and I really like the idea, because I study art history, of actually becoming a part of art history, so it quite appealed to me.
Are you studying at the moment?
Yeah, I just did my dissertation last year, which I did about gender, enacting gender. I did it on Grayson Perry and Yasumasa Morimura, Japanese artists, and they both dress up as women and take photos of themselves, so that's why I'm here today, with a moustache.
Where did you study?
I'm at Glamorgan in Pontypridd, University of Glamorgan. It's just a really little university. It's really nice and everybody knows each other. The tutors know your name. They know about, they know you as people, so that I think that's really nice.
How long have you lived in Wales?
6.5 years. It's in the Rhondda.
Where were you before that?
In Clapham. Yeah.
So what prompted you move to Wales?
House prices at £25,000. So yeah, it's a really nice place to live. It's nice for the kids, and you can leave your door open, play things like that. Well, I shouldn't tell people that, really, should I?
Has it made any impact on you or your work creatively since you moved?
Yeah, I think so. I think my work's really taken off, and I've sort of discovered what it is I'm interested in, and it's become much more conceptually whole. I think before I didn't really know what it was about. I've always dressed up and always taken photos of myself. I think it's a continuation of dressing up from when I was a child, but didn't quite have it as a concept until the last probably 3 years.
Did you dress up a lot as a child?
Yeah. Until I was about 15, I think. And then
what sort of outfit?
Princesses, and it was mostly fabric, wrapping fabric around you and trying to make dresses. And
were they quite feminine?
Yeah, always very feminine, which is why it's been quite a surprise for me to I've been enacting men recently, and I thought there's no way I'd be able to make a convincing man. I might not look very convincing at the moment, but I've taken some photos where you really can't tell, and I was quite surprised by that. I'm not as feminine as I thought I was, or people aren't, you know, gender isn't as, it's not necessarily an essence, it's something that you construct and enact, I think.
And how did you construct it, albeit for that photo?
It's the same, it's the moustache and the wig and the glasses and the men's clothes and trying to act a bit like a man. And I don't know how, what the difference would be like performing it as a photo. You've just got to get one good shot out of a whole film and yeah, that's the one. But performance, I'm not sure if I get away with it so much.
Could you describe what you're wearing for me?
Yeah, I've got my son's school trousers on and his school shoes because he was the same size as me. I've got a white shirt, a black tie, spots, I think quite a nice jacket that fits me, a small man's jacket, a really awful boy band wig that's really shiny, some glasses and a moustache. So I think that's it. I think I'm very 80s. I think I've gone for a very 80s, rather unattractive man.
Why have you chosen to adopt this particular rather than, say, something really quite realistic, which you have done before in your work?
This is one that's worked for me before, and the costumes come together. It's just things I've gathered from here and there. I'd like to explore other male personas, but it's just the one that I've done so far because it's quite new. You know, this, I think it's only been probably the last 6 months that I've discovered this side to my work. Before it was all women, so the man is quite new.
Have you ever tried to pass as a man in public?
No, because I'm too scared. This is the first time tonight that I've actually gone out in public and done it, because I've been too scared to, and I was quite scared. And I had some boys laugh at me, which sort of almost made me want to run home. But no, it was okay. I think because the plinth's out there and people say, please tell me you're going up there. You know, I don't know what it would be like. Probably in the Rhondda, I think it might be a different story. I don't know.
What might the reaction be? Can you imagine that? Doing it in the Rhondda?
Well, I've mentioned it to people down there and they think that I'd get beaten up. So so I'm not going to go and try, really. But it's, again, it's the performance. I just, yeah, not a performer, really. My younger sister does that. I do the art.
How are you going to spend your time on the plinth?
I'm going to go up there. I'm going to sort of have a look around. I'm going to take some photos, which I see as a sort of mastering and taking possession of the scene. I'm then going to start undressing. I've got my fake penis. I might swing around a bit, you know, and slowly undress, and it's going to get to a point where I think I've just got my shirt and my penis. I'm going to take my male wig off. I'm going to put a blonde feminine wig, and I'm going to symbolically castrate myself. I think there's going to be a point where I'm naked. I don't know how long that's going to last or how I'm going to cope with it, but there's got to be a changeover point. And then I'm going to start putting on a Victorian ladies costume. So I've got a chemise, I've got a corset, bloomers, you know, stockings, and then a big Victorian dress and some other bits. So I'm going to become the Victorian lady. And then this is when I'm not wearing a wig and it's more me, and I can sort of handle it a bit more, you know.
What does the Victorian lady symbolise for you?
I think it's where all this, the gender issues come from. You know, the way that we look on gender, I think they might have come from that period. It's when things were categorised. There was a very definite, you know, what was acceptable, what was unacceptable. So I've been reading a lot of Zola recently and Griselda Pollock and, you know, feminist art history, and it seems to be that's... And I think a lot of the woman that I thought I was before I discovered all this, that gender is a construction, I think might have come from a lot of Victorian literature and Victorian art, and I think that's what my construction was, although it's all being completely demolished now because I realise it is a construction. So I think that's where the Victorian lady goes. And also I didn't want to do a modern lady because it would have meant sort of cavorting around in bra and knickers, and I thought that's too sexy, really. My corset isn't, you know, a fetish corset, it's a functional Victorian corset, so it's more covering up after my nakedness.
What about the symbolic act of castrating yourself when you're on the plinth? Where does that spring from?
Well, it's this. I've recently understood what penis envy is all about. You know, we've learned about it in art history, and then all the women would go to the coffee bar afterwards and say, well, I'm not envious of penis. I never wanted one. But it's what it's actually about is men as symbol. You know, they've got the willy, the penis, but what the fact of being a man means that they have power. They have a whole subjectivity. You know, they are whole people, whereas women are objectified, and that is what the envy is. It's sort of not having that power, not having that sense of selfhood. So that's what it's about. I'm sort of saying, damn that, you know, sod that, and becoming a subject. Well, missed out a bit actually. When the willy's on the floor, I'm going to be probably naked and take photos. So that is becoming the nude as an artist. It's all that, you know, subverting the tradition of the nude model. And she's actively taking photos. So she's not an object, she's a subject. So, yeah.
Are you going to be talking to anybody?
No, I'm not doing any talking, and I don't know if people will actually get how, you know, it's obviously, I'm never very good at talking, I'm much better at writings, but I don't know if people are actually going to get half of what I'm doing. It's just going to be something that's happening. Obviously they're going to understand that I'm pulling the penis off, but you know, they won't, I don't think many people, unless they've read the literature that I've read, I don't think they're connected to the, you know, my concepts really.
What is it you like about Grayson Perry's work?
Originally, he won the Turner Prize the year I started, because I also work with ceramics. So he won the Turner Prize the year I started ceramics, and I felt a lot of ceramics was quite boring, you know, and then suddenly there was somebody making these gorgeous pots, painting beautiful pictures on them, or not so beautiful pictures the closer you looked. So there's that, and I also like the fact that he played with gender, and that interested me. I did get to a point when I was writing my dissertation that I was a bit annoyed because, well, actually, he's dressing up as a woman, but he's not a woman, he's a bloody man, isn't he? And, you know, he's all-powerful male artist, and he doesn't understand, but then I sort of got over that, and, I think it's just the whole thing. I love the way he plays with his gender. I love his dressing up. I love his photos as much. I mean, that's what I wrote about in my dissertation, was his photos of him dressed up as, you know, different women. As much as his parts, so.
What is it you like about Anthony Gormley's work, do you think?
It's that, I think it's the ceramics again. I really liked Field. I liked the way that he got involved. He got people to come along and make little figures, and it's the involvement, it's making people become part of art. That's what was really good, I think. And I also think, you know, his figures on the beach, I'm not very good with his titles. Yeah, I just thought they were lovely. They're very contemplative, you know, staring out to sea, standing on the beach, staring out to sea. I thought it was just really nice, and, you know, it's the spacing of it. And then the ones on the building as well, it's the same, isn't it? It's the unexpectedness of them. So I think there's something very beautiful about his work.
Where do you think the balance lies between this being a part of your work and the overall picture of being Anthony Gormley's work?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because here I am saying that I'm going to take control, master it. It's my concept, my work, you know, and this feminist thing that I'm sort of getting mixed up in. But actually, there's a man controlling it overall. So does that just completely wipe away everything? Because, you know, I'm doing, and I've even heard that he would like, so, you know, he said at one point, oh, I'd like to see some nudes up there, so I'm giving him exactly what he wants. So, well, I feel a bit annoyed, but obviously not that annoyed, really. I just like the layers. I like, you know, it's just a nice big muddle, and I like that. So, yeah, one side looks the one way, and then you come to the other, and there's something else going on, so.
Have you ever been naked in public before?
No, never. And, you know, I don't go on the beach in a bikini. I don't really wear revealing clothes. But actually, I'm telling a lie, because I openly breastfed my children. And I was very political about that, you know. And I had twins and openly breastfed them. And I got told off in court for doing it. And I got told off in pubs for doing it and that. So, yeah, I suppose it's a different way, different kind of nakedness, but it was reacted, and yeah, not in the same way, but there is some sort of connection, isn't there?
Who was it complained?
It was women. Both times I got told off by women. So, but I mean, with twins as well, you're there with everything out, aren't you? So. Yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Well, I wasn't very good on that. You know, on the thing, the three words, I've got no idea. Well, I think I've been confused. I think that I was always very sure of who I was, and then the last few years doing all this gender work, I just haven't got a clue anymore. I don't know what's real and, you know, what's this part of the construction, what's performance. I don't know.
Are you really immersed in your work?
Yeah, I am, and that's one of my partner's complaints really about me, is that I get so immersed that I sort of forget everything else. So,
what was it like? How long have you been with your partner?
17 years.
So how different was it before you went to study? And has that had any impact?
Yeah, and I've definitely become more involved in it. It's been quite a long time because it's part time, and then I had a baby in the middle, and I didn't stop thinking about it. So it's been since 2003, so I can't even remember what I was doing before then. I was working, I was in London working as a business planner, who knows? So I know. So that's what I was doing.
So what was it that prompted this complete shift?
Well, it's more that the business planning was a sort of a job I fell into, you know, but I was sort of doing the art before then. I was at Camberwell doing a foundation, and then we decided that we should try and make money, so I got involved in starting up a business and wrote business plans, and I think I was just very good at that, and so they offered me a job sort of helping with that. So, and that sort of took me away, and I thought, no, yeah, you know, art, it's silly, I've got to start making some money, really. But now I've gone back, I'm still doing, you know, that part-time, but yeah. It's like something that I'll do quickly to get it out the way and then go back to whatever it is that I'm planning to do next.
So what was your partner's reaction when you told him that you wanted to take part?
He was really supportive, you know, and he's the one, I was, oh, I don't want to do it, I'm scared. And he's saying, no, you've got to do it, you know, it's a really good opportunity and get your work known. And I think he thinks it's some opportunity that's going to sort of launch me into, you know, I don't know, the art world, but I think it's just something that you do and that's it, then you move on, don't you?
Have you shown your work?
Only,
since you've been in Wales?
Only, I've been in a gallery in Swansea with some photos, and then I've been in some shows as well at the university, but not very far afield.
Are you always at the centre of your work?
Yeah, I am, yeah. It's always me. It always has been. Like, I haven't quite worked out why. I've got lots of excuses, but, you know, I haven't worked out why. And nobody else fascinates me as much as myself, you know. I'm not interested to use a model. People say, why don't you use a model, you know? Or people advise me to get into performance and use a model and film them, and I'm just not interested in that. It's got to be me.
Are you looking forward to it now?
No, I've forgotten about it, actually. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm looking forward to it being over. And I had a dream that it was all over, and I was so relieved in my dream. And then I was a bit, oh, no, I've still got to do it. It was just a dream. So, but we'll see. I think, because I'm not very good with excitement, I get really nervous. And, yeah.
How does it?
I mean, internally, I get really jittery and can't handle it at all, you know, so. I'm just going to try and relax.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.